the essence of the Christian character when it has been reformed by God, by His grace, and infused with the Holy Spirit, the prime characteristic in that person is love. Jesus said that all the commandments of God and all the expectations that God has for our behavior and our character can be summed up in two commands: love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And John knew that. He received a revelation from Jesus Christ while he was on the Isle of Patmos, and Jesus told him to write letters to seven of the churches. John was a leader of those seven churches. These churches were churches that were among his flock. And so Jesus had a message for each one of them. And the first church that he gave a message to through John was the church where John lived. And this is what it says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear those which are evil. And you have tested them which say they are apostles and are not, and you have found them to be liars. You have borne and have patience, and have for my name's sake you have labored, and you have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and I will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You see, all of these things that Jesus mentioned, our work, our labor, our patience, how we cannot bear things that are evil, and we've kept our doctrine straight. We've tested those that come to us that say that they have the truth, that they somehow have a truth from God that's different than what we find in the scriptures and the true gospel, and we have found them to be liars, and we've had patience, and you've labored, and we have not fainted. But see, it's just as the Apostle Paul says, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am as tinkling brass and a sounding cymbal. Love is what God wants to create in us. Love for Him and love for others. I don't know why sometimes Christians get into the place, they get so hard and so callous, and we forget that we were sinners, and it's hard for us to love the sinner. Hard for us to love the sinner. Hard for us to take that gospel out to them and tell them that God loves them and that we do too. And Jesus thought this was so important that he was going to come and do something they would not like in that church at Ephesus unless they repent. That means to change their mind. That's what that word means, repent. And this is what he says: to the one that overcomes, to the one that can find that first love, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, friends, let us love as Jesus loved. Let us love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all of our strength, and love others sincerely. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the love that you gave me. I couldn't find any of that, Lord. The love that impels me to work and to speak and to give the word to whoever I can. Lord, help me never to forget that I was once racked by sin, that I was once helplessly lost and hopelessly condemned. But you, in your grace and your mercy, you lifted me out and you told me you loved me. Let me love with that kind of love, Lord. And it can only come from you. So I repent, Lord, if I become callous and unfeeling and uncaring and turning my heart away from this sinful world. But help me, O Lord, to show my love and to spread your love wherever I can, and the gospel of hope, in Jesus' name. Amen.